Hola, hola, it's your girl Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start reclaiming your confidence. Start standing in your fully expressed self. As you are, as is, no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach and I'm a bold stand for confidence, and I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you. Hey, hey, peoples. What's happening? How is everybody doing? How are you? I am loving life. It is like springtime up in here in Melbourne, and it is getting beautiful and sunny, and oh my God, I can't wait. I don't know if I told y'all before, but we moved to the beach recently, and you know, it was winter time and it's been cold as hell. And now it's like getting hot and summer's gonna come soon and we're gonna be at the beach. It was meant to be only for a little while, but I think we're gonna stay here because it's pretty freaking awesome. So today's podcast episode is, are you self-obsessed? Now, listen to me. It may not be what you think it is. 100% it's not what you think it is. I try to get these catchy little titles, just in case you didn't notice, to shock and awe a little bit. So you're like, wow, I want to hear that. Because I want you to listen. I want you to get this stuff. I freaking love you. Thank you for being here. So, are you self-obsessed? What comes to mind when you think this? When you think the self-obsession? Does a Kardashian come to mind taking a selfie? Does someone looking in the mirror being obsessed with the way they look and worried about how they look come to mind? It is not what I mean. When I mean self-obsessed, I mean I, me, what about me, what about me, but I. I want to tell you a little story because this is going to make way more sense to you. Maybe about 3 years ago, I was with, we had a coach. My husband and I were both seeing this coach. We did some personal work with him first, and then we did business coaching. This guy was the jam. He did some work with Tony Robbins. He was an amazing coach who has since become a friend. And at the time, I was doing styling events, so I was doing workshops like confidence and styling, so teaching people how to dress their body shape and love their body and all that. And I had went into Topshop here in Australia. Topshop was, it was doing really well. It had just come here. They had just started offering a styling service, so they had private styling rooms. Sorry, I'm sipping my coffee. They had private styling rooms and no one was booking in. And this one was in the middle of the city. And so I went in there, I chatted with some people, I started building connections and telling them what I do and telling them I run events. And they were like, we should run an event here, you could run it for us. And anyway, it was really cool. We started chatting about what we could create there. And their venue was huge. I mean, it was in the middle of Melbourne CBD. And I started talking to the marketing people. And then it had to come to the point where I had to send them some kind of some kind of like proposal, right? And I was shitting myself because for me at the time to charge Topshop for something that, you know, I felt like, oh my God, I'm so lucky that they've given me an opportunity. It was like, I felt like, who the fuck am I? They're Topshop. And here I am. I'm lucky. I'm blessed that I'm getting an opportunity. Now, I was right about that. I was very lucky and I was very humbled and blessed. But I am also hooking them up with an opportunity. You know, and I think we do this a lot. If you're an influencer and you're listening, or you're a business, or you've got a blog, we really discredit how much value we can bring to the table, and we instantly think we're not good enough and that the other person's better, or the person that has more followers is better, or the company is more influenced, so they're better. And it's like, don't underestimate the power of what one person can bring to the party, meaning you. So I'm over here tripping about, what am I going to charge them? Should I even charge them? It should be for free. My coach is like, you're not doing that for free. You're crazy. So we were sitting down and working out pricing structure. and value and what we're going to do. I was working on this with two coaches. My old coach I wasn't doing any work with, but she was helping me because she's a sister. And then my current coach was helping me like write it up and figure it all out and deliver it to them, because I had to deliver it and close the sale. It was the best experience ever. I'll never forget. I'm never the same from that experience. So here's what happened. I was sitting with my coach and I was saying to him, you know, I just feel really bad because I'm not sure that I want to charge them that. And I feel like, you know, I'm, you know, I don't know if I feel bad that I'm making them pay this and I think this and I don't know if I'm worth it. And I think that I the whole time. And he said to me, Erica, what are you going to give this client? What is this client going to get by hosting this event and working with you? And I was like, oh, like instantly, the minute that he took me out of myself, the minute he asked me about them and what I was going to be able to give them and what they were going to get, like stepping into them and be the receiver, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to get them this. They're going to only be paying 5 cents per lead. We're going to create an event. We're going to have content. We're going to do video. I'm going to do lives. We're going to have this. We're going to do social media. We're going to have photography. There's going to be bookings. They're going to get clients. They're going to sell clothes. They're going to, oh my God, the list was fucking forever. And just that list of me saying that, I felt so much better because I wasn't stuck in the I-ness of it. I had stepped into them. I wasn't stuck in, I'm going to do this and what about me? It was all about the client. And he said to me, you need to step out of yourself and stop talking about yourself and how you lack confidence and how you're not good enough and how you're so shit and how you can't charge that. And you. He's like, it's all about you. He's like, is this event all about you? And I was like, no. He's like, all right, well, think about the client. What are you offering them? Step outside of yourself. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so worried about, what if I don't do good? What if I this and that? What if I'm this? And what if they think I'm bad and I'm not worth it? And he was like, you're really all up in the eye right now. And this is what I mean about self-obsessed. The minute I stepped out of myself and I stepped into them, I realized that they're getting something. I'm going to be providing a service. I have some value to give. And I stepped into them as if they were receiving, like, oh, it feels so good to receive all these things. And we cannot impact people when we play small. I don't care if you have a business or not. When you play small, if you work for a company, if you're, you know, a mother, if you're whatever the fuck it is that you do, when you're playing small, oh, I'll just take the crumbs. I'll just take the scraps. You know, little old me, who am I? Who am I to do this? When you fucking play that game, you don't win and nobody else wins. You're actually ripping yourself off and ripping the rest of the fucking world off from what could be a possibility. So here's how it looks. I'm too worried about putting my blog out into the world because I'm not good enough and my blog's horrible and my blog's shit because I'm not a writer and I don't write nicely and I'm not that great and other people are better and I'm so crap. It's like, it's a fucking I pity party. How about you get out of your own fucking way, put the blog up, push post, see what the fuck happens. You might change 1, 2, 10 lives. But I can't public speak because I sound stupid and I'm dumb and I don't look nice in that dress and I blah, blah, blah. How about you get out of your way? How about you go speak? What you have to say is important. People need to hear it. I guarantee you that if you're in this position where you're possibly going to go speak or have an event or you've been asked to speak, it's only because you've attracted this to yourself, only because this is what you're supposed to be doing. I can't go ask him out on a date or her out on a date. You know, they're going to say no. They're not going to think I'm good enough. Who am I to ask them on a date? Then they're going to deny me and I'm going to feel stupid and I blah, blah, blah. Get the fuck out of yourself. Go ask the fucking person on a date. What's the worst that can happen? You may find the love of your fucking life. Does that make sense? This I, this self-obsession about yourself and keeping yourself where you are in this small place, obsessing about you and how you're not good enough and how you're not this enough and how you're not that enough. Shut the fuck up already. That does nothing for you. It's an obsession with the I. And whatever your I and identify with, it's your fucking ego. Your ego is like all up in that shit. My ego was all up in that event. Long story short, it actually didn't even happen because the marketing people changed and then they ended up closing shop in Australia. All that. I love that I got the experience. I love that I got the opportunity. I'm grateful to the universe for the opportunity because I would have never learned that lesson. And now when I go speak and I'm going to charge someone for me to speak, because hell yeah, I charge for me to speak. I got kids. I'm busy as fuck. I need to get paid to speak. If it's going to be for a pro bono foundation, beautiful event, happy to do that. Happy to do that. But my time, I have to value my time, right? Like it's, I've already done free shit, a lot of free shit. And I'm happy to do some other free shit, depending on what it is. But now I don't have to go, oh, I can't charge this much. And I feel like that's too much. And I feel, what am I going to give this person? What value are they going to get from me? What am I going to give them? When I see a client, I do this 3-session thing. It's called Discovery Sessions. And it's 3 1-hour, 1-to-1 sessions, right? I'm not trying to sell it to you, I promise. Please, I'm booked the fuck out. So don't worry. I just want to give you the example. When I sell those 3 sessions, I'm not selling people 3 hours with me. I'm not selling people a 1-hour coaching session. I'm not. That's not what I'm giving them. What the fuck are they getting from those 3 sessions? Maybe years of their life back. Not playing a victim, not being scared to go for what they want to go for, connection to others, being able to go for the jobs they want to go for, being able to be who the fuck they are, having self-confidence, feeling amazing, managing their mind, managing their thoughts, being a better mother, being a better human, fucking loving their life, going for the life they desire. Like, they're not getting 3 fucking sessions. That's just me being in my ego, trying to work out what I'm giving them. No, what are you actually giving people? This is for everyone. Even if you're an employee in a company, forget about your hourly rate. What do you give your boss? What value are you providing? And when you get all up in your eye box, nobody fucking wins. Is there something you're worried about doing? Is there something you're fearful of doing that you haven't done because you're too worried about what they're going to think of you and that you're not good enough and you're fucking playing the violin of me, 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 me? The fucking tune sucks. Fuck that off already, you know? Because that's not going to help you and it's not going to help anyone. And it's BS anyway. It's just thoughts that you're thinking. And you've been thinking them for so fucking long, they've been keeping you where you are in a victim space. That podcast, I did the podcast Victim Land Sucks like 3 or 4 episodes ago. Check that shit out. That shit, you may be playing the victim and not even know it. And that stops you from doing everything you want to do. You don't have to be a victim of circumstance or of your past. You can overcome all that shit. And when you step outside of yourself, I make people do this in my workshop. When you step outside of how shit you are and how ugly you are and how fat you are and how bad you are and how whatever the fuck you are, and you step out of yourself and you go, I'm done with my own pity party, I'm out. And you literally step outside of yourself and you step into someone else and serve someone else and help someone else across the road and talk to someone else and call a girlfriend and help a friend or help an old lady or go visit someone. When you get out of your eye bubble and you go help and turn to someone else, fucking game changes. The game changes because you feel better, your state is better, you step into a place of love, of service, you get out of your pity party of victim shit. It's the best feeling ever. So I highly, highly invite you, if you think maybe victimness is a deal for you, you could be subconscious, it could be unconscious, you could not know you're doing it, go listen to that podcast, Victim Land Sucks. If not, start practicing this. Where in your world are you becoming obsessed with yourself and making it all about you and how bad and how shit and how whatever you are versus going for the thing you want to go for anyway? I hope this serves. Thank you again for listening. I'm getting through all these requests. Please keep sending them. I don't know if you're on Anchor, but if you are on Anchor, you can send a voicemail and just request anything or ask a question. It's a really cool little feature that they have if you get on Anchor. If not, if you're on Spotify, I love Spotify too. It's the jam. You can listen to me and your favorite music. So send me a message on Facebook or Instagram and let me know what you want to know more about. I'm super down to chat. Thank you for listening. Massive love to you, my love. Go be great, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate your time, your ears, your support, your love, your questions. Please connect. If you would love to send me a voicemail, you can do so on Anchor, or you can head over to Instagram at the Queen of Confidence or Facebook at the Queen of Confidence and hit me up. Or if you're not on Facebook or Instagram, email me, y'all. My email is erica@thequeenofconfidence.com. I cannot wait to hear from you. I thank you. I love you. This podcast is for you. Go out there and be great, y'all.